And our studio is also Mary Wisniewski, transportation writer for the Chicago Tribune. Hi, Mary. Welcome to the show.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me on.
I was off a couple of days ago listening to this station, which I never do. I religiously don't listen to work when I'm not at work because then I find myself mentally working. But there I was listening to you talk to Rick Kogan about your book, Algren, A Life. What a fascinating interview that was.
Oh, thanks so much. Rick is a fascinating guy, and so is Nelson Algren.
Well, the three of you, you, Rick, and Nelson, were having a great conversation. And if anybody could do that conversation well, it's him. And I haven't read the book, but I'm going to now. Congratulations.
Well, thanks so much.
Yeah, I did not know about it. It came out last fall.
That's right, yeah.
And it's been going gangbusters.
It's been going well. It's the first biography of Algren for many, many years, and talks a lot about Chicago history and where he fits in and covering the underclass in this city.
What's the headline? Who is Nelson Algren?
Nelson Algren was, I think, the great Chicago writer who helped define how we see this city. He's also known for his longtime affair with French philosopher Simone de Beauvoir, and helped inspire her to write The Second Sex.
The response has been such that you now think you've got a second book.
Well, people keep contacting me to say, hey, I knew him, and we did this, and we played poker and whatever, so I can definitely have some more material here.
That was a fascinating part of the conversation. I'm now doing my Rick Kogan voice. He loved to play poker. He wasn't very good at it.
No, he was lousy. He had a terrible tell. His eyes would light up like headlamps.
I love that description. The Mayor Rahm Emanuel wants us to build a light rail, a direct. How would we describe the transportation vehicle from downtown Chicago to O'Hare?
It would depend on who built it. What he wants is he wants a direct service that will go from downtown to O'Hare that would be there in about 20 minutes, which would be less than half the time that it takes now to go on the Blue Line, and a lot less time than it would take to go in a cab or an Uber, you know, during rush hour traffic. And
yeah,
it could be rail. It could be, you know, Elon Musk is expressing interest in this and talking about something called a hyperloop, which would involve magnets and a tube and some kind of vacuum-like technology.
Like so they use at banks?
Well, yeah. Yeah, well, you know, if you imagine yourself as a check, you know, just being, you know, shot over to O'Hare, that's pretty cool.
Okay, so these numbers are correct then? The idea is they want the trip to be from downtown Chicago to O'Hare less than 20 minutes with a train or something leaving every 15 minutes.
Right.
The cost is supposed to be 20, 30, 35 bucks at the most.
Right. They haven't set the
for
price
a one-way
yet,
trip.
But that would probably be where it would be at. That would be comparable to what it is in other cities that have this sort of thing.
And the hope is that it will not be any public dollars, it'll be private sector.
Right. They're stipulating that in their request for qualifications, which is kind of like a casting call for companies that this has to be financed and paid for by the company that gets this contract.
Okay, so Toronto has one of these?
Toronto has one of these. The pricing didn't work out so well for Toronto. They started off charging about $21 in U.S. dollars to take this ride, and people weren't taking it, and they had to lower the price by quite a bit.
Yeah, so who cares? I mean, that's not my problem, and that's not the city's problem. So if a private investor miscalculates that, I don't think I care, as long as they still keep the trains running.
That would be their problem, but they would have to keep the trains running and make sure it's maintained. And this would be, you know, just an amazing thing to think about, because the routes they're talking about, like let's say you put it along the Blue Line. That's one possibility for the route. You couldn't actually put it on where the train tracks currently are. You'd have to put it under the ground, or you'd have to put it over the Blue Line or over the Kennedy Expressway. So this would be quite the feat of engineering.
Well, they did the Channel in Boston, right?
Right. And, you know, we reversed the flow of the Chicago River. We, you know, jacked up the city on jack screws back in the 19th century. So there's lots of cool little engineering things we can do if we think big.
Do you think this can happen?
I think that if we can find an investor, if the city can find an investor that is willing to put all this money into it and thinks they can make a profit of it, yes, of course it can happen. The problem is, can we find the person who can do it?
What's your answer to that?
We'll have to see. We'll have to see.
Is it an Elon Musk? Is it a Chinese banker I never heard of?
He certainly is. He's expressing interest in it. And other, you know, it has worked out in other cities. Tokyo has one. London has one. One thing that Chicago's always had an advantage of is a lot of other cities don't have what we have already. We already have the Blue Line, and we already have the Orange Line, which gets people to the airport faster than you could by traffic. The problem with those is what business people have told me is that if you're a high-flying jet-setter from London or New York or wherever, and you're coming in on your $1,000 prepaid flight, you don't want to get on the Blue Line. You don't know where it goes. You don't understand the stops. You don't know where to put your luggage. You know, you're coming in, you're tired. You want to go to someplace that says train, and you want to get on, and you don't want to have to fuss, and you don't want to have to, you know, mix with the hoi polloi. You want to get to your place fast.
I think you're really right about that. And it's all anecdotal, but my nephews flew into Chicago recently, and my brother, their dad, was with me, and the kids are coming in. They're young adults. They're in their early 20s, or one of them is. And they didn't know how to do it, and my brother wasn't entirely comfortable saying, well, just go to here and do that. So, you know, they either end up Ubering or cabbing, or we got to drive out and get them. And the Blue Line is right there. Actually, I think this was Midway, but it would have been the same thing. They could have taken that. But that did not happen. But if there was a thing, and everybody was saying the tube is there.
Right.
And it doesn't make a stop every 8 blocks.
Mm-hmm, right.
Yeah.
You know, the question is, and the thing that one assumes that the city has been looking at is, will they get enough people to use this? Because if you're, you know, if you're a Chicago person and you work at O'Hare as a flight, attendant or something like that, you're not going to use this. You're not going to pay $25. You're going to get on the Blue Line.
Well, what's the cost? What would the cost of a ride be?
Well, if it, you know, say it's $25, you know, that's, you know, it's the only people who would be using this are people who would be strangers to the city, business travelers. It wouldn't be the regular people of Chicago, mostly. And so they'd have to figure, we have to have enough of those kind of people to use this. The city thinks yes, because, you know, O'Hare is a huge airport. It's a huge part of the hub in the country and in the world, and it's going to get bigger. So they think there's going to be enough people who want to use this.
Well, business people coming and going. Tourists coming and going. Mm-hmm. People from Minnesota that want to go to the Vikings game are going to fly into O'Hare, and then they want to get downtown.
Right. Boom. So all of those people are a potential audience.
And maybe people who, I don't know where you live, but maybe you would calculate that either you live downtown or you live close enough to downtown that it would make more sense to get to Union Station, get on the tube, and then take it out that way.
Right. Yeah, you could decide to do it that way. And if the price point was low enough to make it attractive for those kind of people, but also, you know, high enough to make a profit, you know, and then you could find your sweet spot and this could work.
Yeah.
This wouldn't happen for a while, though. You know, the mayor said early this year that he had a 3-year plan, and that's 3-year plan for breaking ground, not 3-year plan for cutting a ribbon. So it's going to be a long time, and they're going to have to figure out how to, and it's going to be expensive.
I only want the tunnel version. I don't want the thing over the tracks.
You don't want the thing over the tracks?
Well, because I think that would screw up life all the way up that corridor.
And it would be, the tunnel version, though, is the expensive version.
Yeah.
One industry person I talked to said that it's going to be, you know, could be $1 billion to $3 billion, and the $3 billion price mark would be closer to if you did an underground.
Yeah, okay, so let's do that. And then say over 30 years, you'd need to make $300 million. I'm doing the math in my head here. You make $100 million a year for 30 years, you get to $3 billion. $100 million a year for 30 years. You're not going to get $100 million a year in fares and advertising out of that.
It's a big reach. You'd also have to, you would really have to make a huge advertising push, too, to make sure that people know that this was an alternative.
Hold on a second. I'm dividing $3 billion by 30 years. Is that $10 million? 30 times 10. It's $10 million. Still,
yeah.
I'm not sure you're going to make $10 million a year in profit.
You know, so someone's got to figure that they're going to be able to make this work. And it's a big risk. And imagine the upheaval that you would have, you know, that you would have to take if you wanted to build something underground all the way to O'Hare Airport. You know, it's really interesting. And, you know, they tried to do this before, and they poured $250 million into the ground, and it went away.
There's this vacant station underground. Where is it? By block 30?
By block 37, and Mayor Emanuel held his press conference there.
I know. Well, what do you think of the optics of that? Maybe it's a good thing.
Yeah,
hey, we've already got the...
It's kind of gutsy. You know, it's like, hey, we the city screwed this up 10 years ago, and now we're going to get it right.
Really? Did we spend $200 million for that empty spot?
$250
million.
And
how is it used now?
It's not used, basically.
It's empty.
You know, the CTA might use it for something, you know, something.
That's amazing.
That
they're,
yeah, but we're not. No one's down there unless you're doing a press conference.
it's a site for future press conferences. At $250 million. What a roll of the dice that was. Okay, so I think the question is. And by the way, it would be nice if we ran one tube up to Evanston and one tube to Joliet.
Just for you.
Well, no, but really, I mean, the problem is this really is only helping people that are coming downtown.
Right.
Most of our listeners are not downtown. Most of your readers are not downtown.
Right.
So maybe it'd be nice if it went to where the people live, hubs in Naperville and things like that.
And just add another $3 billion every place you want to go.
I know. Well, do you think that's the best direction, though? O'Hare to downtown as opposed to O'Hare to a suburb?
Oh, I think that's the only way it would be feasible at all.
Yeah, okay. So then the price, so I just want your answer to this question. 312-981-7200. I said $30. I'm going to leave it at 30. I mean, who are we kidding here? Let's make it 30. Would you be willing to spend $30 for a one-way trip from downtown to O'Hare or O'Hare to downtown? $30 is the price. The correct answer is yes, by the way. If you're going to do it at all, it's going to cost you at least $20 already anyway, and that's going to be in traffic. You don't want that. I don't know why I care, but it just seems to me like if these numbers are even close to being right, it's an easy one. Mary Wisniewski, transportation writer, Chicago Tribune's here talking to us about some sort of, I've been calling it tube. What do you call it?
It could be a tube. It could be rails. It could be, well, what they want is an express train of some kind that would take you from O'Hare to downtown in 20 minutes and back.
What price would you pay? I would pay $25. I would pay $30. Let's go to John on line 4. You're on WGN. John, you're on the air. Oh, I'm sorry. I'll get to you, John. I've punched up Joe, so Joe, you go first. You're on the air.
Hey, John. Hi, Mary. How are you?
Good.
Good. Hey, I just had a brainstorm. You know, the loop to O'Hare is only 18 miles. If a existing train goes 60 miles an hour, it'll be there in 20 minutes.
Yep.
And it only costs about $3 now.
$3?
Well, that's what it is for the L from O'Hare to...
Yeah, but the L's about a half an hour one way. More than that.
It's 45 minutes.
That's because it's stopping. I'm suggesting use the infrastructure we already have because it's only 60 miles an hour if you want to get downtown in 20 minutes.
No, I get your point. Let's let her comment on that. Is there a way they could take one of the lines and do that?
The problem is all the blue line traffic that's out there already. They would have to interfere with that. And, you know, it would interfere with the frequency that the mayor wants. He wants to have this service every 15 minutes. And you would have to free up the L tracks for every 15 minutes. It would have to be an express train to go downtown.
How does that work? All the lines have two tracks, one going north, one going south,
east, right,
and west.
Yeah, so they would have to. It would be very difficult to have the kind of frequency that the mayor wants.
Thanks for the phone call. I like your thinking. Dennis, you're on WGN. What did you want to say, Dennis? You're on the air. Hold on a second, Dennis. There you are. Dennis, you're on the air. What's up?
Yeah, it's not rocket science. Yeah, there's a couple solutions. One is you can put double tracks on both sides of the blue line. Just take out the emergency lines and run a set of tracks on both sides. And that would get you there in maybe even 15 minutes. However, somebody needs to do a time and motion study on there. There's a point of diminishing returns. What about the people that get on to go to O'Hare at Irving Park Road? Are they going to come back to Chicago? Points on there and then go back out to O'Hare? So you got a very few people that's going to take advantage of that.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. What's your thought about that?
It would be you'd have to take out at least one lane, maybe two lanes of the Kennedy Expressway in order to get those extra lanes in there if you want them to run on the same level. And Kennedy's already pretty backed up, so that might be a tough sell.
Kennedy needs a subterranean highway. I'm not kidding. I mean, there's just Kennedy. John, this is all pointless. In 5 years, we'll be flying around in pods anyway. John, they need to find a better way to get to the suburbs to the airports. As you mentioned, residents of the city already have a way. John, I'm an Uber driver, and the one problem with this idea is that not everybody who flies into O'Hare goes downtown. Many of them go to other areas or suburbs. I don't think they'll get the ridership to support it. Yeah, that's a concern. That's the gamble. But I mean, here's my deal. And again, I'm only interested in the tunnel version because then I think it would be less disruptive. If somebody wants to take a gamble and figure they can make money on it, let the private sector do it, and it doesn't disturb us. Am I missing something here? What's the problem?
I think the one thing that we have to watch as a city is to make sure that it does stay privately funded. That the city doesn't put too much skin into this.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think they'll get halfway through and go, hey, listen, we need a little something in the next. I mean, who knows what the landscape will be, but I could just see us getting hoodwinked into buying into something we didn't want to get.
You'll learn to be a little cynical living here, so you have to, watch it.
Read Mary Wisniewski in the Chicago Tribune, and also It's not too late to get Algren a Life, as you heard her talk with our Rick Hogan. Came out last fall, but it's still in bookstores, available online. It's a wonderful read about a great Chicagoan. It's a story of a man and a lot about our city, too.
That's right. A lot of history in it.
Is what it sounds like. I haven't read the book yet, Mary, but I'm so glad you had time with Rick on this plot. And there's a good Christmas gift idea for folks as well. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, John.
Mary Wisniewski writes for the Chicago Tribune.